Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh, welcome to the segment of Khoj Gurbani's Shabd of the Day, where we continue with Gauri Gwareri, Mahala Panjama, and the Shabd is, Jis Man Vase, Tare Jan Soe, Jaake Karam Parapat Hoye, Dukh Rog, Kach Pauna Vyape, Amrit Naam Hride Har Jape, ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਧਿਆਈਐ ਗੁਰ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਮਤ ਪਾਈਐ ਰਹਾਓ ਕਰਨ ਕਰਾਵਣ ਹਾਰ ਦਿਆਲ ਜੀ ਜੰਤ ਸਗਲੇ ਪ੍ਰਤਪਾਲ ਅਗਮ ਅਗੋਚਰ ਸਦਾ ਬੇਅੰਤਾ ਸਿਮਰ ਮਨਾ ਪੂਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਮੰਤਾ ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਰਬ ਨਿਧਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕੀ ਪੂਜਾ ਪਾਈਏ ਮਾਨ ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਟਹਿਲ ਨਾ ਬਿਰਥੀ ਜਾਏ ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਹਰ ਕੇ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਏ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਅੰਤਰ ਜਾਮੀ ਸੁਖ ਨਿਦਾਨ ਹਰ ਅਲਖ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਜੀ ਜੰਤ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਤੇਰੀ ਸਰਣਾਈ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲੇ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਸਰਪ੍ਰਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਇਟ ਵੇਰੀਅਸ ਵੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਵੇਰੀਅਸ ਕੰਟੈਕਸਟਸ continues to prod the mind to cultivate self-knowledge. And this passage is no exception. It begins by saying, Jis man vase tare jan soe, jaake karam parapat hoye, dukh rog kach pao na vyape, amrit naam hride har jape. Literally translated, only when the mind is so graced, jaake karam prapat hoye. How is it so graced? Graced with self-knowledge. Amrit naam hride har jape. So a mind that abides with self-knowledge, or the har, is graced. So only when the mind is so graced with self-knowledge, that it comes to abide with the herself, Jis Man Vase Soe. Only in such a condition that one can successfully navigate the ocean of existence. Tare Jan Soe, Tare, to swim across. We've seen that life is often viewed as an ocean, that it is our business to navigate across. And if we are to navigate our way across, we require self-knowledge, or else we will continue to fumble. In such a state where the mind abides by the herself through self-knowledge, all sorrow and misery disappears. Dukh rog kach pao na vyape. Fear, existential fear, disappears. And in the Rahau Pankti, the Guru goes on to suggest to us how to get there. And he says, Par Brahm Parameshwar Tyaye. So Tyaye is the root here. Tyaye means to think. Literally, it means to think or to recall or to remember. And in this Rahau, it means to think of Par Brahm Parameshwar, which is a reference to the transcendent creator, the absolute. So the question is, how does one think about that which is not material? How does one think about that which is not visible or accessible to the senses? And the second part of the Rahau tells us how. The answer is, Gur Pure Te Ehe Mat Paiye. Gur Pure has multiple connotations. Gur refers not only to a specific technique, a method, as in having the Gur for something. It also refers to spiritual knowledge. It also refers to the enlightener. Pure, perfect, complete, In other words, never failing, foolproof. Gur pure te, from such an enlightener or such an enlightener that possesses the foolproof methodology. Eh mat paye, obtain this understanding. Gur pure te eh mat paye. Then you will learn how to do Tyavana. Otherwise, you will not know how to do Tyavana. And it makes sense. After all, how can you bring to your mind the notion of something that we don't even have any idea about? Our minds are totally fixed with the senses. We only see material things and objects. How does the mind begin to cultivate a sense or knowledge of that which is Parabrahm, which is beyond the senses, which is transcendental? And the Guru says, Gur pure te eh mat paye. Understand the technique, understand the way to do it from the Gur. The Gur will give you the Gur, so to speak. And in the second verse, that line of thinking continues. The Guru instructs us. He says, my mind, addressing the mind, remember or think about, here's how to do it, the benevolent doer, the ultimate cause of everything. So the Guru is telling us what it is that we have to think about. We have to think about that Parabrahm Parameswar, who is Karan Karavanahar Dayal. It is the doer, it is the ultimate cause of everything, and it is benevolent. That is the Parabrahm, that is the Parameswar. It is also Ji Jant Sagale Pratapal. It sustains all creatures. And it is Agam Agochar Sadabhyanta, who is infinite, transcendent, beyond the grasp of the senses. So that is the Parabrahm Parameswar Tiyaya. The Guru elaborates. This is what you have to bring into the mind. And again, he emphasizes, Simarmana Pure Guru Manta. Again, Manta, instruction of the perfect Guru or the perfect instruction. So the question that we raised in the Rahau is answered here in verse 2. The technique or method, Gur, of the perfect enlightener, Gur or Satgur, is the methodology to follow. And so Gurbani provides us with the data and the evidence of how to do that. So having said, bring to mind Parabrahm Parameswar, verse 2 expands the idea, the notion of Parabrahm Parameswar and the emphasis on Guru Mant. And here in verse 3 are elaborated the benefits. Jaki seva sarbanidan prabhuki puja paye man jaki tehl birthi jaye na birthi jaye sada sada harke gunagaye. So we are being instructed here by serving that one, Jaki Seva, the treasure, Sarabhanidhan. What is that treasure? It is the treasure of Prabh, self-consciousness. Prabh ki puja paye man. So therefore, Parabrahm, Parameswar, Agam, Agochar, the transcendent, is really speaking to a state of the mind, a consciousness that is beyond the ego. That is really what is being pointed at. And now, the Guru is telling us, where is our starting point? What is the Guru Mant? Where does it begin? It says, Sada Sada Har Ke Gunangaiye. That is the starting point. Through constant praise and glorification, develop virtues and qualities in yourself. sada sada har ke gun gaye. And such an effort will never be wasted, jaan ki tehel na birtha jaye. So this will never be wasted. So now here we get an insight into the perfect technique or method of the perfect Guru Enlightener. The starting point is sada sada har ke gun gaye, or singing to the qualities of the Herself. Now we've spoken about this. What exactly does singing to the qualities really mean? We've already implied in previous passages that singing has a broader connotation than merely the act of singing, although it includes that as well. Kirtan, bhajan, that's the starting point with the tongue. But in a broader context, singing means that that singing with the tongue should eventually shape or reshape one's mind and therefore one's life in accordance with Gurmat. Those are the virtues and qualities that Gurmat lists that we must acquire through this process. So this is a radical change in lifestyle, tehel, that is being asked for. And it begins with the tongue. That is the starting point. Start reciting, start reflecting, start internalizing those qualities. That is the beginning point. And as you get on that process, you will find that the process itself will continue to guide you. That's the beauty. That's the Gur. You don't need to look hither and thither. Just get on this process, and the process will lead you on. And in conclusion, Kari Kirpa Prab Antar Jami Sukh Nidan Har Alakh Swami Ji Jant Teri Saranai Nanak Naam Mile Vadiyai. So Nanak is asking for the gift of self-knowledge, Vadiyai. And he says, all creatures seek your refuge. Ja ji jant teri saranai. So have mercy, for you are the inner knower. Kar kirpa parab antar jami. You know the state of our mind. We don't need to actually tell you. You know that already. So have mercy. You are that unseen but treasured master. So therefore, what is being asked for is self-knowledge, which is a state of consciousness of the mind. We have to break through the restricting and the constricting consciousness of the ego, which cannot see beyond material entities. On that note, until the next time, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.